Iron ore, grain, limestone, cement, salt, wood pulp. All of these commodities and more, at one point or another, have made their way out of the Duluth Superior port and onto the open waters of Lake Superior. Another commodity could be added to the list in the next few years. Calumet Specialty Product Partners, a petroleum refiner located in Superior, Wisconsin, has been moving forward with the first steps of a process to construct a crude oil loading dock in the port.
There is an overall plan to spend $25 million or more to build this facility that could ship the crude oil as soon as 2015. There was recently a hearing in Superior, Wisconsin, for the rehabilitation and repair of a dock facility that could be used for this tar sand shipment. And this proposal raises the real concern that tar sands crude oil could be shipped on the Great Lakes, on Lake Superior, and across all of the Great Lakes to refineries in the Midwest.
That's Lyman Welch. He works with the Alliance for the Great Lakes, a nonprofit that works on protection and restoration projects around the basin. There is currently more oil being produced in North Dakota's Bakken oil fields and Alberta's tar sands than there is capacity to ship it. So the Calumet terminal would serve as an additional avenue of transport. This wouldn't be the first time oil would be shipped on Lake Superior, but it would be the first time that the oil would in part originate from the Canadian tar sands. Tar sands oil is different from regular crude oil, and this has folks concerned about the damage it could cause if a spill occurred.
Tar sands crude oil is different from other types of refined petroleum products because the tar sands oils are heavier than water. And as we saw in 2010, when an Enbridge pipeline leaked into the Kalamazoo River, the tar sands oil sinks to the bottom and is very difficult to clean up. After 3 years of removal efforts and $1 billion being spent on cleanup, there's still 20% of the tar sands oil at the bottom of the Kalamazoo River. So this type of tar sands crude oil is a real concern for the Great Lakes, since a spill in Lake Superior or one of the other Great Lakes could be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to clean up.
Because of the characteristics of tar sands crude, traditional methods of oil spill cleanup may not work effectively. The Alliance recently released a report which looks at the possibility of shipping tar sands oil, and it takes a closer look at the regulations already in place for spill prevention and response on the Great Lakes. And what they found concerned them.
We found a number of holes in the current set of regulations, especially as applied to tar sands shipment. For example, the Coast Guard and Homeland Security recently did a report on spill response protocols for submerged oil, and they found that all the current methods for locating and recovering submerged oil are inadequate. In our report, we looked at the history of spills on the Great Lakes, and most petroleum spills have been smaller in number, but we have seen that as recently as 2005, there was a cargo ship carrying some crude oil slurry near Chicago and on the sanitary ship canal that suffered an explosion and lost several thousands of gallons and required millions to clean up after that. So even in recent times, when there are better requirements for spill prevention, we find that there's really no safe method of transport of crude oil, and we need to take every precaution to protect the resource that we have that provides drinking water for over 40 million people in our region.
Calumet's proposed project is still in its early stages. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources just finished reviewing a permit application from Elkhorn Industries, who would partner with Calumet on the project to repair the dock at the Superior site. Next up, Calumet will have to secure other federal and state permits, including permission for an expansion of the pipeline currently feeding their Superior facility out to the proposed terminal. Overall, Lyman and the Alliance for the Great Lakes stress the need for a continued dialogue about the proposed project, as well as how to fill in some of the gaps in spill prevention and response.
We would like the United States and Canada to have a full discussion and allow the public to decide, do we want the Great Lakes to become a thoroughfare for tar sands crude oil shipping? There are also other steps that states, the Coast Guard, industry can take to strengthen our spill prevention and response policies. It's vitally important that the public has full information and understanding about the plans and practices so that we can understand the risks of this approach and make a good decision for ourselves and the future in the region.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds on the Lake Superior Project are produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.